Hey, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, See Through the Script here, back with another video. And today, we're going to be discussing a rapper from down south who goes by the name of Honeycomb Brazy, based out of Mobile, Alabama. As we often discuss on my channel, it seems way too common for a rapper or entertainer in general, for that matter, to suddenly lose people close to them right before or after they experience a career milestone of some sorts. Unfortunately, Alabama's Honeycomb Brazy seems no different. So without further ado, let's dive into his life story and get an idea at the price Honeycomb Brazy had to pay for his fame. Honeycomb Brazy was born Nishon Terrain Jones in Mobile, Alabama on February 23rd of 1995. Honeycomb Brazy's story is nothing short of a roller coaster. When it comes to growing up in the struggle, Honeycomb Brazy knows all about it. For those that don't know much about Alabama, it's a state known for its high poverty rates, crumbling infrastructure, and a crime rate above the national average. All these things combined certainly can be a recipe for disaster. In an interview with Say Cheese TV, Honeycomb Brazy details the hardships he faced at a young age. Both of Honeycomb's parents suffered from troubled past that led them to spending a lot of their lives in prison. His father is currently serving a life sentence, and his mother has been in and out of jail for several years. This led Honeycomb Brazy to spend most of his life with his beloved grandparents, Tony and Leela Lewis, in North Mobile. With so much dysfunction in this young man's life, it was extremely challenging to lock in on anything other than the street life. From drug dealing to shootouts to even sharing a cell with his father at one point, it's fair to say he's truly been through it. At the young age of 10 years old is when his run-ins with the law would begin. He states that he broke into a Rooms To Go, which is a furniture store, so he could whip around in a go-kart. He ended up causing a bunch of mayhem, knocking things over and damaging property. He states that this got him actually locked up for a short period of time. But according to the state laws, a child at the age of 10 or younger can't be locked up for non-violent related crimes, but we'll just take his word for it. Then at the age of 13 years old, things got more serious as Honeycomb Brazy was living with his grandparents when he got into an altercation with his cousin for what seemed to be about some money his father left behind that went missing, leading to Honeycomb Brazy shooting and paralyzing his own cousin. Thankfully, in the same interview, he did explain that his cousin is back using his legs and the two are on good terms. But this was surely an early sign of where Honeycomb Brazy's mentality was at. Despite being a minor in the state of Alabama, it states that children 10 years of age and younger shall not be detained or confined in secure custody unless the children are charged with offenses causing death or serious bodily injury to persons or offenses that would be classified as Class A felonies if committed by adults. Now, by the age of 14 years old, Honeycomb Brazy had been locked up, spending just short of 2 years behind bars. He states that around the age of 16 going on 17, he was released, but immediately got into more trouble. He explained that he was caught up for robbery and attempted murder, but claims that he didn't do it and he was actually taking the fall for a partner of his. With Honeycomb Brazy being in and out of the prison system, school certainly wasn't a priority, forcing him to find another way out of his environment. As young as 16 years old, potentially even younger, Nishon was rapping under the moniker Little Honeycomb, and his name was ringing bells throughout Alabama, but it was mainly because of his reputation in the streets, along with his dad's reputation as an OG in the community. In 2016, at the age of 21 years old, Honeycomb Brazy was set to face 15 years due to his possession of a firearm. At one point, Honeycomb Brazy was even sharing a cell with his father, who he truly looked up to. He even once said that he would literally sign for any dollar amount to be able to get his father out of prison. His father motivated him and explained that he needed to really start prioritizing the music over the streets while the two were sharing a cell. With Nishon, aka Honeycomb Brazy, taking rap more seriously, he ended up putting out his first viral hit titled Freestyle back in 2018, around the age of 23 years old. This racked up over 20 million views on YouTube, gaining him a huge buzz throughout the South. But of course, with more notoriety, those around him became envious of his early signs of success. Now, when it comes to Honeycomb Brazy's 15-year sentence, he got a major break, leading to his release after serving just 18 months of his 15-year sentence. However, a mere 5 days after regaining his freedom, Honeycomb Brazy found himself in an intense shootout while inside of his car, posted up outside of a barbershop. This altercation resulted in the tragic death of his friend and Honeycomb Brazy being hit by 8 bullets, with one piercing his head, prompting a doctor to express doubts about his ability to ever walk again. The severity of the shooting left Honeycomb Brazy in a coma for about 9 days.
And how long were you in a coma?
Like, probably like eight, nine days.
With his mother out of jail at the time, she was able to stick by his side, in addition to all of the support he was getting online from his fans. Miraculously, the young man managed to emerge from this ordeal with his body completely intact. In all seriousness, it's truly remarkable that he actually survived. At this point, Honeycomb Brazy spent damn near half his life in the prison system, and unfortunately, could just not stop himself from going back. In the social media era, rappers have been known to self-snitch by making videos on live streams, talking about street violence, making threats, or just straight up waving guns in the camera. The same goes for their music videos too, and Honeycomb Brazy wasn't any different, and sadly, those things would come back to bite him later on. After spending 9 days in a coma due to that wild shootout, Honeycomb Brazy released 2 tracks with visuals addressing the situations and even putting the IG live footage of the shootout in his video for the song titled Honeycomb Brazy. At this point, his name was only getting bigger, but of course, this can be a blessing, but also a curse. With all this success coming his way, his enemies were looking for any way to get at him, even before his buzz. But of course, his success only added fuel to the fire. His mother's house was constantly getting shot up, making her fear for her life, and rightfully so. She even did a news interview talking about how she fears for her son's life due to his notoriety and problems in the streets. So eventually, Honeycomb Brazy's buzz caught the attention of Houston's hip-hop heavyweight, Jay Prince, the founder of Rap-A-Lot Records. Real quick, this is the same label Texas rap legend Pimp C was signed to before his suspicious death. If you want to know more about that story, click on this link up here to see the video I made about him. But let's get back to Honeycomb Brazy. Sometime in January of 2021, Jay Prince signed the Alabama rapper to Rap-A-Lot Records. Then on January 29th, Honeycomb Brazy released the visuals for his track titled Dead People, with a cameo from Jay Prince as the two were seen cruising in a Rolls Royce with Honeycomb Brazy flashing a golden AK-47. But then shockingly, just 19 days after his video with Jay Prince for the track Dead People,
WKRG News 5 starts right now with breaking news.
Hello everyone, I'm Devin Walsh. We begin with breaking news this afternoon. The grandparents of a local rapper shot and killed, then their home set on fire. The grim details just revealed by emotional family members at the scene. WKRG News 5's Nicolette Schleissman is live near the home on Dr. Thomas Avenue. Nicolette?
Calling it gruesome. They've also identified the two as Leela and Tony Lewis and were the head of their families. And we've also learned that they are the grandparents of local rapper Honeycomb Brazy. Now, the family says that a neighbor saw a car pull up and shoot into their home, and the house then went up into flames. Witnesses tell us that they heard a boom and what sounded like a bunch of shots around the time of the fire. This all happened on Dr. Thomas Avenue around 6:30 last night. The home is destroyed and the fire was so big that it damaged the home next door.
So as you've heard from that news clip, the rapper's grandparents suffered quite a gruesome death just weeks after he'd signed to a major label. Now, when hearing news like that, you would imagine that the artist would take a break to kind of sit and reflect on what just happened, but Honeycomb Brazy still continued to put out music.
Hey, I got some new shit I still drop. I can't let up right now. I can't let up. If I let up, I'm going to make my ops so happy. They're going to be happy if I stop. Because that's what they doing before they want me to stop. Like, throw them off track. I don't do that. Nigga, spray your grandma's house up, shoot the house up, and hit the tank, and that bitch blow up. And the motherfucking internet make it seem like you be with the cartel, like that bitch. These folks not like that.
Yeah,
these niggas slid on my grandma's house, shot the house up. And that way, how, man, all that extra shit a nigga talking about, man, that shit ain't going down like that. Granddad was a big gangster, and they know that. That's why he stayed in the prize. My granddad stayed in the prize where I'm from. He ain't never left.
Get up out of there.
He ain't never left the prize. I try to tell granddad no more every day, man. Let go, man. Give him money, thousands of dollars, all that shit. Man, do where we from. Do where we safe at. Do where we feel comfortable at. We ain't going nowhere. And that's what they used to tell me. You know how them old people is. If y'all really street and y'all have been through some shit, you got to been through this shit to know this shit. You can't just speak on nothing you never been through. Like, y'all niggas speaking on shit like this, sacrifice. Man, I'm a real project baby. I'm independent. I am an independent artist. I'm not sacrificing nothing but an op. That's it. I'm sacrificing the op, man.
According to Honeycomb Brazy, seen on IG Live shortly after the death of his grandparents, he was adamant to express that the internet accusations that he sacrificed his grandparents were far from the truth. As he explains, it was due to street politics, which many were still unsure of exactly what he meant at that time. So with all this attention on the Mobile rapper, from him beating cases, surviving shootouts, and experiencing the loss of his grandparents, it was only a matter of time that Brazy would run into some more problems. About 73 days after the death of his grandparents, Honeycomb Brazy was arrested in Dothan, Alabama, hours before he was set to hit the stage. The arrest was caught on Facebook Live, filmed by his family member who was with him at the time. The arrest was sparked due to him violating his probation. When in court, the judge chose to have Honeycomb Brazy serve the remainder of his original 15-year sentence from the previous firearms charge he received back in 2016 at the age of 21 years old. Since he'd already served 18 months of the 15 years, he was sentenced to finish the remaining 13.5 years. About 1 year after the tragic death of Brazy's grandparents, many reports came out detailing what caused this event to occur. Many reports have since stated that his grandparents were killed over social media beef. It states that a fellow Mobile rapper, OMB Peasy, made a comment on Facebook about an alleged drug kingpin. This led to individuals aiming to get at OMB Peasy, and somehow, a friend of Peasy, Honeycomb Brazy, got involved, leading the defendants to plot and kill Honeycomb Brazy's grandparents. The details were still very murky despite the numerous reports of how the event transpired. The police ended up charging four men for the murder of Brazy's grandparents, as you can see on the screen. Since Honeycomb Brazy's release from prison in November of 2023, many have wanted him to address what happened, which he did on IG Live, as well as an interview. So let's hear what he had to say.
This shit in black and white. I caught this murder case. This in black and white. You feel me? Kicked the door in on me. And I had to handle my business. And I had got self-defense for it. I got self-defense for this shit. And you know, did what the war started by. Did what all this shit really struck up by. The war. They had a grandma and granddaddy dead. But all this started like, yeah. But man, brother still me. Like, I was them boy. We see each other. We, yeah. And like, you know.
Your grandparents and shit, you lost your grandparents. I looked on the documentary. I seen that it was over, like you killed some dude named Stank or some shit. Mm. And can you talk about that situation?
That was my home, but.
That was your friend?
Yeah, that was my partner. I love my partner. He just tripped that day, you feel me? It ain't nothing like that. You know, if I could take it back, I'd take it back. But you know how I get. Nigga ain't dying by no pussy, you feel me?
Yeah.
I ain't never been with no count.
As Brazy explained himself, the tough times with his grandparents unfolded due to his involvement in street activities, with an incident where he had to defend himself, resulting in the loss of another person's life. This unfortunately made his grandparents the target of retaliation. Look, personally, I'm just a civilian who isn't on no street shit. However, the death of his grandparents, although it could have very likely went down as a result of street beef, happened at a very interesting time in Brazy's life. And by using gematria in a few moments, I'll do my best to explain what I mean. Although I gotta say, this man's life has to be one of the most interesting street stories since Atlanta's Gucci Mane. With many rappers claiming to live a certain lifestyle, only to get exposed, Brazy's street activities seem to be completely certified. But I can only imagine how numb this man is to violence. I mean, he is an example of how that lifestyle typically only leads to negative things happening. Even the benefits he does get from being a famous rapper, like the cars, woman, and money, are they really worth all the bad things that he had to go through? I mean, yes, it's definitely better he's making money from music instead of the streets, but his music only influences his audience to want to live the same life causing the cycle to continue. Now, while Brazy was in prison, he expressed concerns for his life and that he might end up getting killed, but luckily for him, in November of 2023, he made it out way earlier than many expected, and what's fascinating is his inability to let go of the street life despite all that he's went through. Check out what he had on his mind during his first IG Live appearance since his release.
See, I was stressing it up that I got niggas I look up to that real gangsta, real OGs. I really look up to these niggas and they taught me the game. And I got niggas that look up to me and I teach them the game. We just can't go for no anything because I can't teach them wrong. I can't tell them this how it go and it ain't how it go. I ain't fucked, they don't go like that. Die right here, fuck it, kill us. I'm straight out of the hood like fists and grit. Man, I don't care about no nigga in the world on dead grade. I'm not shit at nobody. I'm bumping, I'm fighting. I beat all these rap niggas up. One on one, we can fight anybody. Then do just catch the ring, anything y'all want to do, I'll tell your ass up.
All right, so on top of that, he also had some choice words to say about Jay Prince's son, Jazz Prince, claiming to have issues with his label, Rap-A-Lot Records. But the two quickly resolved things, with Jay Prince having Honeycomb Brazy apologize publicly before any bridges could get burnt. Once again, there's the hip-hop mob boss of the South showing his power to the younger generation he signs to his label. Currently, at the time of this recording, Honeycomb Brazy is back home, dropping a slew of new music and amassing millions of views, aiming to resume where he left off. But now that we've covered that story, let's delve into the numbers. Time and time again on my channel, I make extensive videos pointing out how either before or soon after a major career milestone for an entertainer, they suffer a major loss in their life. I often refer to this as the Faustian bargain, which by now I think you all know exactly what that is. Now, isn't it kind of strange that his grandparents, may they rest in peace, would end up being the dead people in the news just 19 days after him releasing the song Dead People and getting signed to a major label? Notice grandparents and dead people are a one-for-one match in the reverse ordinal. So is this a case of the organic matrix and negative manifestations through the music he releases? Is it truly related to street politics, or was it orchestrated by the numbers? Personally, I'd rather let you, the one watching, form your own opinion, rather than me try to get you to agree with what I think. I'm just laying out what I find.
However,
personally, I do suspect that this could very well be Honeycomb Brazy's sacrifice into the rap game, or in other words, his Faustian bargain. Using Gematria to support my suspicions, I noticed his grandparents died on a Wednesday. Wednesday has a 2-for-2 match with the phrase Faustian bargain. Next, it was reported in the news that his grandparents' home was shot up and set ablaze around 6:30 p.m. on that fateful evening of February 17, 2021. I point this out because recently Honeycomb Brazy released a video titled 6 O'Clock on December 1st of 2023, and the video was shot in Mobile, Alabama, where his grandparents died. In the video, he makes references to a burning house, not exactly referencing what had happened to his grandparents. But I mean, it's real eerie if you ask me. Like, not only did he film the video in the same city they died, but also titles the song 6 O'Clock when they died around that time. I know someone's going to say I'm reaching, but before you make up your mind, let me share the numbers to further my point. From February 17th of 2021 to the release of the song 6 O'Clock, which came out on December 1st, 2023, is a span of 1,018 days. Note the words death and homicide equate to 118 in the Latin cipher. Using the rules of numerology, zeros are null. Plus, Mobile police ruled the death of his grandparents as a homicide. In addition to that, the video came out on a date written 12/1, like the number 121. Note the phrase blood sacrifice equals 121. Again, he lost his grandparents just 19 days after the news went public that he signed a major record deal with Rap-A-Lot Records. And then on top of all of that, his stage name equates to 63. Again, the media reported that he lost his grandparents around 6:30. Alright, so stick with me. As we could see, the grandparents of Honeycomb Brazy passed away on February 17th, which is the 48th day of the year. Notice the word murdered equals 408 in the Latin cipher. You guys know the deal. With the rules of numerology, we drop that zero. We're left with the same number. All right, now, I don't usually whoop out the satanic cipher, but if you've seen previous videos of mine, you've definitely seen how valid this cipher is. But here I just noticed that the names of his grandparents both equate to 457. 457 is the 88th prime number. Again, they were murdered, as you could see in the article. Murdered equals 88 in the ordinal cipher. So here you could see that house fire equates to 47, matching with the words murdered and dead people. What are the odds that both house fire and grandparents are a one-for-one match in the ordinal ciphers? Yet again, another example of how these narratives always seem to be coded out. As usual, whenever I'm discussing a rapper, I'll be hard-pressed to not notice a 38 connection. In this case, Honeycomb Brazy's real name, Nashawn Jones, equates to 163, like the date his grandparents died. 163 is the 38th prime number. Note, fire, death, rapper, all equate to 38, as well as other words such as killing, RIP, murder, gematria, Kabbalah, the list goes on. Alright, so considering this went down after he signed with Rap-A-Lot Records, I calculated the time from J Prince's birthday to Honeycomb Brazy's grandparents' death, which happened to be a span of 3 months and 17 days. Note the couple was killed, leaving 317 days in the year. This is relevant considering 317 is the 66th prime number. Note, Rap-A-Lot Records equates to 66. Now, some more coding with the narrative I noticed is that the phrase shot and killed, which the media ran with, equates to 217. Remember, his grandparents were killed on a date written 2/17. I found it interesting that February 17th, written as such, equates to 73, like the phrase ritual sacrifice and the word sacrifice alone. Now, while doing my research for this video, I kept seeing a discrepancy with the spelling of his real name. Some reports spelt it with an extra H, while others didn't. After doing more digging and finding a court document, you can see the correct spelling involves one H, but I figured I'd still check the numerical value of that variation, and lo and behold, it equates to 56, like the word grandparents. This again just makes me think it was part of the coding and was done intentionally. Anyway, the last thing I wanted to point out is that beyond numerology, there are other ways the so-called elite communicate with each other, such as signs, symbols, astrology, and even using colors to signify something. One color we often see used when someone dies is the color red, and this is the color to symbolize blood. Honeycomb Brazy is affiliated and reps the Blood Gang, so I know immediately people will think what I'm about to say is related to that, but I found it super interesting that days before his grandparents were killed, he decided to give himself a fresh look, dyeing his hair red and really diving into the whole Blood Gang image. Personally, I look at this in two ways. First is that the label Rap-A-Lot Records probably wanted him to rebrand as it'd likely help in the process of making him go viral, but also to symbolize that he'd have a big sacrifice coming up. So with all the bumps and bruises along Honeycomb Brazy's journey to fame, he's really lost quite a bit. He seems quite numb to it though, likely due to the trauma he experienced at a young age. Beyond losing his grandparents after signing a deal, he also lost his brother due to cancer. Again, there really does seem to be doors that rappers have to go through during their time in the game, and at this point it seems clear which door Honeycomb Brazy has walked through. We know there are other doors. The question is, will he eventually walk through those too? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, I hope you guys are doing all you can to protect your online privacy, because I know I am. Hackers are running rampant as we entrench ourselves in the digital era, and I got tired of worrying about whether my information was accessible to the wrong people. So I took action and got myself Surfshark's VPN service. And you could do the same by heading over to surfshark.com and using code SCRIPT to get yourself 83% off plus an additional 5 months free, courtesy of your boy. So do us both a favor and get yourself more access to the internet plus protection today. Link in the description below. But anyways, I think that's gonna do it. Again, I want to say RIP to his grandparents. That's definitely a sad way to go out, and they surely didn't deserve it. But for real, you guys know the drill. Be sure to drop your boy a comment and let me know what you guys think. Am I tripping, and is this all some street politics? Or was there some number manipulation at play? Don't forget to smash the hell out of the like button, share the video, and most importantly, subscribe, man. Remember, all of those things are free to do. Spin your boy's script, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Peace. Peace.